Hi and welcome back to the show. Let's get stuck into another episode of the Jessica Cook podcast. I am super excited that you're here. I am super excited to be here. Today I'm tackling the subject, how to lose weight by throwing out the weighing scales. How to lose weight by not actually focusing on your weight. It's been the only way that I've managed to become healthy and lose weight. And my hope is that when I share this with you, something might resonate with you and you might go, oh yeah, I'm going to throw out the weighing scales too and also forget weight loss as a goal and actually go on to lose weight and keep it off forever. Wouldn't that be super cool? That's exactly what we're chatting about today. In order for me to chat with you about this today, I need to share with you why focusing on weight loss and the weighing scales is holding you back. And number one, first of all, the weighing scales cannot tell the difference between muscle and fat. It can't tell the difference. So the scales is lying to you. Anytime you have started workouts or you're following along with the free YouTube workouts or you start a fitness program and you do any amount of press-ups or lunges or squats or you lifting some weights, you are building lean muscle. And lean muscle weighs more than fat. So you could be losing weight and dropping inches and losing fat and working out. And because you're working out, the scales cannot tell the difference between the muscle that you're gaining and what's fat. It just weighs you for what you are. And I shared a photograph on my webinar recently of a photograph of me weighing the same and being two different dress sizes. It was an experiment. I don't weigh myself. I haven't weighed myself in years. And it was a real visual reminder that the weighing scales can't tell the difference between muscle and fat. So it's just such an inaccurate measuring tool that there really is no point in using it as a way to measure your progress. Because that's what you're doing currently at the moment, isn't it? You're using the weighing scales to measure your progress. You're saying that progress to you means that weighing scales number getting lower, even though you know deep down it's an inaccurate measuring tool. You're still going ahead and using something wildly inaccurate. Which brings me on to my second point. Weighing scales and focusing on weight loss as a goal keeps you stuck in a cycle. And let me give you an example. Years ago when I used the weighing scales and I was 3 stone overweight and I was really unhealthy and I was trapped by my unhealthy habits and I didn't see I was ever going to be break free from diet culture, I used to weigh myself every day. And I would get to the weekend and I would enjoy myself and have drinks. I don't drink anymore, but I would have drinks and I would have takeaway and treats on Friday night and Saturday night. And I would weigh myself on a Monday and I would always be a little bit heavier. Now, you can't gain weight. This is all water retention, the amount of salt that you've had. It's all that temporary bloating, water retention, all that stuff that's going on when you're weighing yourself. But because I was heavier on a Monday, because of, in my head, of the food I'd eaten at the weekend, I felt bad. So I started off the week feeling bad and feeling like I was on the back foot and feeling like a failure. So because of this, I really struggled to eat healthy on a Monday because I was so annoyed and demotivated. So weighing myself, as inaccurate as it was, had a knock-on effect negatively to the action steps I took during the week. And I can give you millions of examples of, over the years, my clients telling me exactly this. They would start my program, they would get on absolutely brilliant. I would say at the start, don't weigh yourself, focus on all the different things that we're going to focus on, throw the weighing scales in the bin. And it would almost be like a confessional in our group coaching calls. Somebody said to me recently, they were like, Jessica, you're never going to believe it. I jumped on the weighing scales. I was doing so well. I was feeling amazing. I was following all these action steps. I felt like I was getting really fit. My clothes were fitting better. I was doing your program for about 3 weeks. I jumped on the weighing scales on a Thursday. It didn't say what I wanted to, I didn't see what I wanted to see. And it derailed me for 4 days. And I ate so badly and I missed my workouts. And then on Monday, I copped onto myself and realized how silly I was being. So I'm back on it now. So it's okay. And I would just look at her with such empathy and think, that was me for years. That cycle you've just described is me, was me. And It's only when you're out of that cycle, you can see it really clearly with somebody else. But when you're in that cycle, it's much more difficult, I believe, to see it with yourself, because you think you're being really logical. Like, no, come on. If I was losing weight, the weighing scales would definitely show. Yes, of course, if you were like really, really heavy, if you had like 5 stone, 4 stone to lose, the weighing scales is going to show because you've so much to lose. But for the majority of us, it's just so inaccurate. And for all of you, no matter what weight you are, even if you're 6 stone overweight, it is really negative, really, really negative. And it's my belief that the number that you see on the scales makes you react. Whatever way, for good or for bad, the number you see on the weighing scales causes a reaction in with you to change your action steps. So if it's a bad number, it can make you feel bad and it can make you eat worse, or it can do the opposite in a really bad way too. And it can make you go so extreme and really restrict, and you know that doesn't work anyway. Or have you ever jumped on the weighing scales? I used to in the past, and you see something good, so you kind of let loose a little bit more. It's like this constant cycle you're stuck in, and you don't need to be on it anymore. Like when you go away on holidays and you eat out of your routine and you have a wonderful time and you enjoy yourself so much with your family and friends, and then you come back and what do? You jump on the weighing scales. Like, you don't need to see the number on the weighing scales. Why not just come back? Like, this is what I do now. I come back from my holidays. I put on my clothes. My brain says to me, oh, they're feeling a little snug, and I get on with my day and I continue on with my action steps and I eat healthy and I do my workouts, etc., etc., etc. You don't need to berate yourself. You don't need to come back from a wedding or a christening or a holiday and come back and go, betcha I'm up on the weighing scales. You don't even need to do that. You can throw out the weighing scales. You do not need to know. You can put your pair of jeans on and clearly they'll feel a little tighter. Who cares? You know that they'll feel a little looser because you're continuing on with your action steps. So number three, the weighing scales and focusing on weight keeps you focused on the past. And this is especially true for those of you who have this glorified time you were a certain weight on the scales. That it can keep you stuck in longing for something that is gone and that's over, rather than focusing on who you are now and in the present moment now. And it's a really negative way to be, to stay focused on the past and what you had, just like it is to be staring into the future nonstop. The ideal way to live our lives, isn't it, is to be present and in the moment. And if you are trying to get back to this glory day where you were once this size and the weighing scales, you're wasting so much of who you are now and your present life now and the enjoyment now and the fulfillment now you can get from life. Well, surely it makes more sense to bin the weighing scales, forget what you weighed, and focus on being the healthy person that you want to be now. That's personalized to you and what healthy means to you now. It's the same with the clothes that are way too tight in the cupboard. Why kill yourself trying to fit into these teeny tiny clothes that may have fit you so many years ago? Why not decide to get clothes that are a healthy size for you now and feel really good in yourself, rather than having this past picture of yourself, maybe the way you were for your wedding day or something, when you, like, you were probably years and years and years and years and years younger with a different body shape. Like, our body shapes change. It's not just you being a heavier person, it's you with your body shape changed. So another reason why I think you need to get off the weighing scales and focusing on weight loss as a goal is that it makes you food obsessed. It made me food obsessed. Like I mentioned before, it would keep me stuck in that cycle. If the weighing scale said something that I didn't like to hear, I would restrict or binge depending on what kind of mood I was in. And I believe that it keeps you very food obsessed. It keeps you in that calorie in, calorie out way of living. Do you want to live your way like that, like a robot, thinking of calories in, calories out? Or do you want to become a person who identifies as a fit person, who over time, you knock down your limiting beliefs, you're able to tell yourself a different story about yourself, and you become a genuinely fit and healthy person? You're not thinking of restriction, you're not thinking of binging, you're not thinking of being good or bad, you're healthy, and it just flows from the inside of you. Now, that is absolutely possible. That's what I did. I used to be so unhealthy, trapped by my unhealthy habits, drinking way too much at the weekends, binging, restricting, So scared to have salad dressing on my salad. So scared to touch an avocado, but still really heavy and uncomfortable in my clothes. It wasn't until I ditched all that stuff and turned inwards and healed my relationship with myself that I was able to implement healthy habits and then actually identify as a healthy person. And the food obsession was able to go. If you're stuck in that cycle of the weighing scales and food obsession and calories in, calories out, and that constant merry-go-round, maybe it's time for a change for you. Also, another reason why it's so bad is that it keeps you thinking about boring things. It keeps you thinking about numbers and tracking and weight and calories and bad food and good food, rather than focusing on really cool things like, I'm going to go for a hike on Saturday. I was able to do one of Jessica's 30-minute workouts without stopping last Thursday. I was able to do the step. I was able to lift 3 kg weights. I was able to throw my grandkids around the room. I was able to have fun. I was able to feel fit and capable when I chased my kids or my grandkids or my friends around the house or the garden. All these things that are really, really cool and make you feel fulfilled and have purpose in your life, that you're not just going through life thinking of numbers and really boring things, and that your stomach might be a bit wobbly, and that all these really crappy things that keep us so identified with not enough, and that we're not enough as women. And you're enough as you are now. It's about you stepping into you being enough as you are now, not about you changing yourself to become enough, but about you stepping into your superpower now and thinking, this is me, and I want to enjoy being fit and healthy and all that has to bring, and I'm going to finally ditch the diet culture. It also, and finally, keeps you blinkered on your action steps. When you're focusing on weight loss as a goal, when you're focusing on the weighing scales, it keeps you blinkered on your action steps. So rather than think to yourself, why didn't I do my workout yesterday? Or why am I not going getting fresh air? You're thinking, oh my God, the weighing scales is up. Oh my God, I've lost weight. Oh my God, oh my God, oh my God. And it keeps you trapped. Whereas other people that are free from that are thinking, oh my God, I went for the most amazing walk and it was deadly. Oh my God, I've got 3 workouts to do this week. When am I going to do them? Oh, kitchen is closed after dinner. I love that rule. I can't wait to follow that guideline. Oh my God, I really enjoyed the meal I had last night with my partner. It was wonderful. Weight loss and weight gain and weighing scales keeps you focused on one thing, and it puts the blinkers on to all the joy. Where focus goes, energy flows. If you're looking for weight gain and weight loss and that's all you see, you're going to be trapped in a negative cycle. If you break free from that and step into your power and start to enjoy action steps of a fit and healthy person, you're going to really enjoy yourself so much more and just be fit and healthy rather than be a number on the scales. So I've written out 4 action steps that I think you can follow for you to lose weight without focusing on weight loss. Number 1 is to create your avatar. This is what I do with my clients. You create your future self. Create the person that you want to become. Write down that person, who they are, what their habits are like. Personal to you. How you, what fit and healthy means to you. And my 2nd tip is to write out the action steps that you'd love to follow. Now you can follow my 5-step framework for this, PAMS. Action steps to do with your physical fitness, your accountability and support, your hydration, your mental health, and your self-care habits. You see, the PAMS framework helps you become healthy in all areas of your life and not just get super obsessed with fitness and nutrition. Remember that health isn't just about fitness and nutrition. Health is about our mental health. It's about our self-care habits. It's about hydrating ourselves. It's about movement. It's about nutrition inside of the self-care habits. It's about our mental health, going for a sea swim, meeting up with a friend for a coffee. There's so much to it. If you create your avatar and then you pick action steps that your future you would love to follow, as in you're aspirational, you're inspirational, you're thinking, oh my God, like in a few months' time when I'm really focusing on my action steps, this is the person that I want to become. My avatar, she works out 3 times a week. She eats healthy most days a week. She drinks 2 liters of water. She gets in fresh air. She goes for a sea dip once a week. She meets a friend for a coffee. She reads 10 pages of a book before bed. Those kind of things. And you're always going to have so many wins when you're doing those kind of things instead of like, did I eat healthy and did I do my workouts? No, there's so much more to it. There's always going to be weeks for all of us where we didn't get our workouts in and we didn't manage to eat healthy. But there's other things that we've done. So my third tip is to do some kind of an end of week review. I do this with my clients, and it's a really good way of being able to tweak, not just see your progress and how far you've come, but also to tweak. So for example, if I'm writing out my end of week review, I'm like, yes, I did my workouts. Yes, I got my movement in. And I'm like, oh, but you know, after reviewing the week, I can see I really overate this week. What's that about? Am I feeling emotional? What's going on here? And you can address the actual problem, not just like, oh, what does the weighing scale say? And you're getting to the root cause of why you might be doing something like, why was I overeating this week? Why did I really struggle to make dinner my last meal this week? What's going on? And that lovely reflection piece at the end of every week helps you see things clearly and helps you step into that person that you want to become, that fit and healthy person. And my final tip in terms of weight loss and measuring how good you feel is to just figure out how you want to feel in your clothes and figure out the dress size that you feel the most comfortable in. And you might go to the same shop like Marks and Spencer's, where you know that you're going to be the same size in each pair of trousers. It's not going to be some shop where, you know, the way they can really, a size 12 is really a size 10 or a size 10 is really a size 12, but you can actually get a really good accurate jean size. Decide what healthy means to you. Is it a 14, a 16, a 12, a 10, an 8, 18, whatever? And do you fit into your clothes? No. Work towards it. Do you fit into your clothes? Yes. Happy days. You've got a deadly measuring tool. When you come back from your holidays and your clothes are feeling a little bit tight, all you have to do is step back into those lovely action steps again. And you'll get there. You'll get there without the pressure of this stupid weighing scales, inaccurate measuring tool telling you your progress that doesn't even work anyway. And I promise you, if you do that, if you create your avatar, if you create action steps, if you follow those action steps, if you do an end of week review and you just use your clothes as a measuring tool, you're going to be more fulfilled with your action steps and you're going to feel fit and healthy rather than somebody that is following a diet program. Well, I hope you found this episode helpful. And if you did, I would ask you, please, could you share it with a friend? And let me know if you enjoyed this episode. And if you want me to share any questions that you have on this podcast, email jessica@jessicacook.ie and I would be happy to read out your email or your letter. Have a wonderful day and thanks for tuning in.